with me to 2 Timothy, if you don't mind. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And this is a portion of Scripture where we are familiar with. We've been here before, but I want to share five things. And one thing that we all need in our life, and every single one of us, when you look at your life personally, you can look back and you can see where the Lord has worked in your life personally. And one of the things, you know, someone just made a statement just a minute ago, and along the lines of just the Lord, you know, protection or, you know, guidance and some of those things. And one of the things that I always think about when I hear phrases like such is that it's all by the grace of God. And the key word there is that word grace. That word grace. And so five areas in which we need God's grace in our life. Look with me in 2 Timothy. We're going to find ourselves here in just a moment in the book of Matthew, chapter 28. So you can go ahead and turn there in just a moment. But look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says this, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard among me, of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." And so you see in verse 1 that phrase there, "be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Now go with me to Matthew chapter 28. That's where we're going to be here in just a moment, Matthew chapter 28. But a couple of areas in our lives that we can find ourselves really seeing God's grace and where we need grace in serving Him, where we need grace in what He has for our lives. Every single one of us needs grace every single day to function for the Lord's will. And so we're going to find ourselves talking about that word grace and where we need grace concerning our lives and which area of our lives and how we can rely on the Lord. And just as 2 Timothy, the Bible says right there at the end of verse 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 2, "be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." That grace that is in Christ Jesus is what we're talking about. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to talk about five areas in which we can see God's grace and pray for God's grace concerning this year in serving Him. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you once again for the testimonies that we just heard. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to praise you. And Lord, the opportunity that we have to come to church and Lord, be a part of the fellowship and the singing, Lord, and the preaching of the Word of God. Lord, I pray that you've been honored and glorified in everything that's said and done in this church service. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with those who are battling some sickness, Lord, those who are battling illness that are in the hospital, those who are on our prayer bulletin, Lord, concerning sickness and salvation. I pray that you would be with them. Lord, I pray that you would be with our service tonight, though. Lord, that you would convict us. Lord, that you would help us to understand that you have something for us. Lord, that you would help us to change our lives and mold our lives into what you have for us. Lord, that we would become the Christian you saved us to be. Lord, once again, I pray that you would be with myself as I preach. Empty me of self, empty me of sin, Lord, and fill me with your Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would receive all the praise, honor, and glory. Well, thank you for it. In the Lord's name, amen. We're talking about that word grace. We'll read verse 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 2 one more time. The Bible says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Now, if you would, go ahead and flip with me to Matthew chapter 28. The Bible says in verses 19 and 20, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Many of you remember, if you were here for our mission conference, Brother Jamie Jackson preached our Sunday school hour to open our Bible conference up. He was preaching specifically about soul winning, specifically about reaching others, specifically about how the Lord would work in our lives. And he gave a couple of points concerning this passage of Scripture in verses 19 and verse 20. And these points that he gave were directed towards the Savior and what the Savior had for us. And so it was either directed towards the Savior or directed towards His servants and what we should do. And if you remember these things, I'm just going to share these points that He gave before we get into our portion of Scripture. But He gave a couple of points here. First, He gave the compassionate Savior is what He talked about. And when you think about your life, when you think about my life, when we think about our salvation, what we have, it's all because of the compassion that He had. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ died on that cross. We just came through Christmas time, and we sang songs, and one of those songs that kept coming in my mind that we actually didn't sing was "Born to Die." He was born to die. But He's still a compassionate Savior. He's personal to every single one of our needs. You see, the needs that I have, you might not have. But He's still compassionate to my needs and your needs. The needs that you have every single day, He takes care of. Because He is a compassionate Savior. And so when you think about reaching others, one of the areas that we can help ourselves in reaching others and soul winning Because the very first thing that we're talking about is grace for serving, or grace for soul winning, is being compassionate. The needs that others have. I've shared this with you before, but whenever I was in college, and one of the areas that I struggled with was having compassion on people. And I'm not just talking about having, if someone got in a car wreck, I would have compassion on them. I'm talking about those who had compassion, or those who would get themselves in trouble. And get themselves in situations that they should not get themselves into. Those things where they deliberately did something they weren't supposed to. I had no compassion. And you say, well, I probably wouldn't either. Until I realized that those situations when the Lord put someone in my life who just deliberately did something that they shouldn't, I should have compassion on them because I can teach them, hey, this is what you should have done. And I can take that time and say, you know what, that probably wasn't the wisest or the smartest thing you should have done. So why don't you look at it from this perspective, and instead of doing that deliberately like you weren't supposed to, use that effort, that energy to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And so having compassion on people not only allows them to say, you know what, I did what I wasn't supposed to, and I probably shouldn't have, and so I probably should have done this. But it also helps them to understand that, yeah, they already know that they did something wrong. When you meet people who are unsaved, the Lord's working in many people's lives. There have been many people who you can share the gospel with, and you can already tell the Lord's working in their heart. They know they're sinners. They know that they're going to hell. They know that they're not on their way to heaven. They know all these things. And if you look at them and you start telling them this, instead of being compassionate and sharing the gospel like the Word of God says. And I'm not saying don't be direct. Be direct in letting them know where they're headed if they don't accept Christ as their personal Savior. But be compassionate like our compassionate Savior is and like He was. Not only that, He talked about the caring saints. That's talking about us. Go with me to Acts chapter 3 real quick. I'm going to share a couple of these points. I love these things. I wrote these things down in my Bible whenever He was sharing them, because whenever I think about soul winning, I go to this portion of Scripture and these notes, and I look at it and evaluate myself. Am I caring? Am I compassionate? Look with me in Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. The Bible says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." You see caring saints here. One of the things that we can do concerning grace, we need grace when we're soul winning, is ask the Lord, "Lord, I need grace concerning how to care for people." Maybe you struggle with that. There was a time when I struggled with that. We all struggle with caring for certain people and caring for certain needs, but ask the Lord for grace and to help you to care for people. Care for people's needs. Care for people's souls. If you've never once wept over souls, find yourself someone who you know is not saved and just pray for that person. Pretty soon you'll start weeping if they're not saved because you'll desire that. Listen, don't hide your salvation. Share that and care for people. Not only that, he talked about this, connecting with sinners. This is one of the hardest things for every single one of us because we live different lifestyles. We live different ways. You see, but we're all sinners. I'm a sinner that's saved by grace. There are sinners that are not saved by grace out there. And I need to find a way to connect with them. Whenever we had our soul winning class, one of the things that we talked about is when you're going up door knocking and knocking on a door, find something about that person's house. Maybe it's their car. Whenever you walk up to the door and you knock on their door, they open that door, just let them know, hey, my name is so-and-so, and I just want to let you know that garden you have right there is gorgeous. That is beautiful. I don't know how to do that, but I'd love for you to just share some points with me. Interact with them, get to know them, and then share the gospel. And so you need grace in doing that because it's one of the things that we all struggle with. And then this fourth thing right here concerning grace in soul winning. Condone no sin. Don't ever let a sinner know that the sin that they're involved in is good. That it's okay, that the Lord's okay with it. Don't condone it. Let them know that the Lord's not pleased with that, but have compassion and care for that soul. And then finally this is something we all have to have, and that is a can-do attitude. You can do it. You can serve the Lord. You can soul win. You can go out and reach souls for Jesus Christ. You can do it. The Lord did not put anything in His Word that is an impossible task for His people. That is a possible task because you know why? Because He's going to give you the strength to do it. He's going to give you the grace that you need to do that. And so we all need grace concerning sowing. Now, go with me back to 2 Timothy, because we're going to talk about 2 Timothy for a little bit concerning these things and concerning serving Him and concerning other areas of what we need grace in. Not only do we need grace in soul winning, but we also need grace in studying His Word. Look with me in verse 15 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. The Bible says this, a familiar portion of Scripture, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Ask for grace to understand God's Word. Every single time you wake up, this is a choice. Whenever you find yourself studying His Word, it's a choice that you have to make. Are you going to study My Word? The Bible says right here, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Number one, you have to decide to study His Word. Every single one of us. It has to be something that each one of us decides. When you find yourself deciding, hey, I'm going to study His Word, then number two, determine to study His Word. Deciding and determining are two different things. I remember I've shared this example before, but I decided to play basketball in college. But I was determined for a period of time to be the best I could be. There were times when, you know, I made a decision to do something, but I was not always determined to do that. And so when you make that decision to study His Word, determine that, hey, I'm going to study His Word. I'm determined to do this. And then be dedicated to it. Be dedicated to it. Be dedicated and ask the Lord for the grace that you need studying His Word. Because you're going to find yourself being, maybe if you get headaches, there's going to be a headache that you get one time, and you're not going to want to study His Word. And that's just the devil's way of trying to get into ruining and getting you off track. You see, if you take one day off, you won't wake up the next day longing for that. If you take another day, the more days you take off from reading God's Word and studying God's Word, the further you get away from understanding what He has for you, because you're no longer finding yourself in His Word. But more you study and the more that you see God's grace and He's helping you to understand these things, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." I'm thankful for God's grace in every area of my life. I'm thankful for the grace that He has given us as a church to be able to reach souls. I'm thankful for the grace that He's given us when we have our Sunday school hour and we're able to study His Word, when we have our Wednesday evening and Sunday morning and Sunday to understand God's Word, but asking and praying for grace in that. Look with me one more time at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." That phrase there, "be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." The Bible says, "Continue looking in the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Not only do you need grace in studying His Word, grace in sharing the gospel, but you need grace, and I need grace in serving Him. Grace in serving Him. And the Bible says in that verse 2 right there, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." Serve Him. And when you find yourself serving Him, ask for the grace to do so. Ask for the grace to continue serving Him. Because you're going to wake up some days and you're not going to feel like it. You're going to go through through certain days and it's going to be hard to serve Him because you're wore out. Maybe you're tired. But find ways to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and be thankful for that opportunity. You know, I've shared this before, but don't wake up and say, "I have to." Wake up and say, "I get to." You see, you don't have to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. You get to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. It is one of the greatest blessings to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. When you think about all that He's done for you, I remember when we were able to serve whenever I was in college and had the opportunity to serve in the Bible clubs. I didn't wake up on Fridays and say, "I have to go to Bible club." There were some days that I might have because I was wore out and I didn't have the right attitude maybe. But I was able to. I had the opportunity. I was allowed to. The Lord had given me that opportunity to go to Bible club and be able to see, 100 to 200 or however many kids at a Bible club. Now, that was an opportunity. That was a privilege. And so whenever you think about your life, maybe you have the opportunity to go to the nursing home. Maybe you're part of that ministry. Maybe you're a Sunday school teacher. Maybe you are just a layman in the church who has the opportunity in certain ministries. Whatever the case may be, be thankful that you have the opportunity to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't say, I have to, but you get to. And ask for the grace to do that. Ask for the grace to continue. Not only that, but look with me in verse 3. The Bible says this, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." This is one thing none of us want to think about, but we have to. And that is grace for suffering. You may be ridiculed. You may be made fun of. You may be looked at as funny. Ask for grace in that and how to handle that situation. Ask for a quiet tongue so you don't smart off. Ask for a good testimony so you just are faithful in serving Him. Ask for the right kind of patience in those situations. Just ask for grace during those moments of suffering. And listen, you'll never suffer enough for Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, you're not suffering when you're serving. You're never suffering when you're doing what the Lord has for your life. Whenever Miss Kelly and I came here, if we were to find ourselves being ridiculed all the time, but we knew this is the will of God, it would not be suffering. It would still be joy, because you know where you get your joy? From the Lord. No one can rob you of your joy. And so be careful of those things. Just ask for grace in suffering. And then go with me to Titus, if you would, for just a moment. We find ourselves praying for grace for sanctification. Grace for sanctification. Look with me in chapter 2 of Titus. The Bible says in verses 11 and 12, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Ask the Lord for sanctification, grace in sanctification. Listen, we're always growing. When you find yourself, when we just were having our testimony time, we talked about this morning, but that word glorify is to reveal and make clear. Well, when we were sharing our testimonies, we were revealing what we're thankful for and how the Lord is working and making it clear that He did it. Many of you, when you were sharing that testimony, said, "I just want to thank God." You know why you said you want to thank God? Because He's the one who did the work. He's the one who accomplished that task. He's the one who answered that prayer. He's the one who gave you that blessing. He's the one. And so you were revealing what He had done and making it clear that He's the one who did that. And when you find yourself, just like in verse 12 here, it says, "Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world." Grace for sanctification. Listen, we're always growing in the Lord's work. We're always growing in our Christian lives. We're always growing to become the Christian He saved us to be. And so ask for the grace to understand what He has for you. Ask for the grace. Go with me to 1 Timothy real quick. You'll see an example of Paul talking to Timothy of a phrase that he says. He makes a statement to Timothy in verse 16. Right at the very beginning, he says this, "Take heed unto thyself," in verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, he says right there, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Take heed unto thyself. Be careful that you don't judge others. Be careful that you don't look at their lives and say, "This is what you should be doing." But make sure that you're lined up, that you're doing what God has for your life. And when God opens the door for you to be a blessing and a help to someone, go and do that. But don't look at others and say, "You know what? You're not doing what you're supposed to do." You're not, because I shared this a while back. When you start looking at others and you're no longer taking heed unto yourself, you start looking at others and you're correcting everything that they have been doing, but in the meanwhile, you're rejecting all that you're supposed to be doing because you're focused on others. And so take heed unto thyself, but ask for grace in sanctification. Ask the Lord to continue to help you grow. Always work in your life. One thing that I love, and I guess it's a difficult thing to love, but you have to really find that the Lord's working in your life is what you need, and that is when the Lord reveals things in your life that shouldn't be there. Love those times, because listen, yes, it's hard because the Lord's revealing that you shouldn't be doing something. Maybe you shouldn't be a part of something. Maybe you shouldn't be hearing something, reading something, whatever the case may be. But He's revealing that to help you to grow. And every single time that He reveals something and you take it out of your life, you're taking a step closer to Him and what He has for you. And sometimes it's not always the easiest thing. But listen, when you finally have come to the end and you've run your race, and the Lord looks at your life and He says, "Listen, you obeyed every single time I asked you to do that and got rid of those things and put these things in your life, well done. Well done." And so when you think about that word grace, every single one of us needs grace concerning leading others to Christ, sharing the gospel. We need grace in studying His Word. We need grace in serving Him. We need grace in suffering, and we need grace in our sanctification. Always becoming the Christian He saved us to be. Have that mindset. I shared this before, but have that mindset that you've never arrived. You've never arrived as a Christian. You'll never arrive. Always have that mindset that, hey, I have more growing to do. Because we all do. And in the growing that you do, there might be someone who's looking at you, and still, yes, you're growing, but you can help that person right here that might not be as strong of a Christian. And you can help them to continue growing. And so always have that mindset and always ask for the grace. The grace. And so we talked about a couple of things this morning. We talked about two G's. Glorify God and pray for grace. The more you pray for grace and you see Him working in those areas concerning sharing the gospel, concerning serving Him, concerning studying His Word, concerning the grace and suffering and the sanctification, you'll start glorifying Him, revealing what He's doing in your life, and making it clear that He's the one who did it. And once again, He'll get the glory. And so be thankful for the grace He's given you already, but pray for grace in many of those areas. Lord, we do thank you for this evening.